As an African living abroad, going on WhatsApp gets me anxious, bro. It's like, you can't expect us to help out financially and still sit there on the phone and hold conversations that we don't have the luxury to. Listen, I don't think y'all understand. The level of freedom and time that y'all have on your hands, we don't have. In America, you're doing two things. You're either working or you're paying bills. That's it. So you and your next door neighbor maybe see each other once every 6 months. Because you're working, coming home, and going to bed, and repeating the same thing every single day. In America, there's no such thing as a landlord, I'm late on my rent, give me till next week. No, you either pay or you get out. You don't even know who your landlord is. There's lawyers that's coming to you with papers that you're gonna have to pay thousands of dollars for to get out of, or you're gonna get evicted. They're gonna kick you out. There's no such thing as, they don't care if you've been perfectly paying for 11 months straight. That 1 month you don't pay, you're out. And listen, America has a lot of opportunities, but most people are struggling. Some people are working 2-3 jobs and barely able to make ends meet. So the money that they give you that you think is too little is money that they had to sacrifice from feeding themselves and their family to give to you. And you guys will truly never get it unless you live here. My own mom and dad, I call maybe sometimes once or twice a week, and I have to add that in my schedule. And right now, if I walk outside of my building, 2-3 blocks, and you will see people sleeping on the floor. People walk right over them, like jump right over them. People here can't even think straight. Everything is bill, bill, bill. But honestly, I'm at the point where if you're going to blame me, you're going to blame me regardless, but I'm trying my best. But I'm not going to kill myself trying to cater to everybody's emotional and financial needs. I'm going to do my best. And the rest, we're going to leave it to God. That's it.